Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Dixville. The trippers, the grandmothers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy 844-999. Olaf, Ebony, you're on question number 5. Question is basically, who was the first president to appear on a coin?
That's correct.
George Washington.
Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, the penny, I was thinking.
Right, it's one of those two.
All right, question 6, Ebony.
All right, Ebony, this question is fresh off the presses. A Swiss court just determined that legally the logo for what booze is not offensive to Christians. It has made this ruling like earlier today or yesterday, but a Swiss court just determined legally that the logo for what booze is not offensive to Christians.
Did you say booze as in beer?
Booze as in alcohol. Liquor. Longer than 5 years.
Oh, my
gosh. Has it been longer enough?
Yeah, because I want to say, like, Red Bull Vodka seemed to pick up where it left off as far as...
Fireball's going to take it
over. Yeah, Fireball, took over.
Same idea.
Shoot, this is a tough one. I don't really drink alcohol.
I drank a bottle of it once on a dare, so I don't know, a bar tab. And I had the worst day at work the next day that I've ever had in my life.
Oh, my gosh. Stella Ortiz?
That's a beer.
That'd be Jägermeister.
Jäger.
Question 7.
You guys are going to be partying with me all day.
Mm-hmm. All right. Question number 7 for you. Question number 7?
Question number 7.
How many kids does Donald Trump have?
3.
He has 5.
Yes.
Can you name them?
Eric, yep. Donald Jr.,
yep.
The blonde one.
Wait, that doesn't help.
Ivanka?
His daughter?
Oh, I was thinking about the other one.
What's her name?
Ivanka's her daughter.
There's Ivanka, there's Donald,
and then there's
Eric, and then there's 2 more.
What is her name? I can see her right now.
One of them we don't think about because they pretty much keep them out of the public eye.
Tiffany!
That's her!
And who's the other one?
Is it another chick or another dude?
It's a dude. It's his youngest Eric? Kid.
Oh, Barron.
Yes. Ivanka, Donald Jr., Tiffany, Eric, and Barron.
I was thinking about Tiffany when you said they keep one of them out of the limelight.
I know.
I was hoping it was Barron.
2 of them. My bad, yes. All right, here's your question. What U.S. city is known as the biggest little city in the world?
Ooh, you know this.
What? The biggest little city in the world.
That is their nickname.
Hmm.
And as soon as you drive into the city, you see that on the sign. Miles loves this place.
Yep.
Cannot speak its raves.
He loves the sushi there.
Fantastic.
The busiest little city in the world.
The biggest little city in the world.
If only I was raised in the United States, I would probably know this stuff.
Where are you from?
Where are you raised?
I was raised in Jamaica.
Where's the biggest little city in Jamaica?
The biggest little city?
See, I'd say Rose Hall. I like Rose Hall or maybe
St. Clair.
Ocho Rios.
Ocho Rios? No, it's pretty big.
All right, whatever. The grill, then.
Biggest little city. Littlest big city. Shoot.
Now, when I give you this answer, make it a point to never go there. It's Reno, Nevada.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I mean, it has things.
Like eye patches.
All right. Gone downhill since I've last been.
All right, you got a multiple choice question. Who was in a band called The Breakfast Club before they were famous? Madonna.
Once again,
the filthy Jamaican mouth.
Seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
We can't say those S words.
I'm so sorry. Okay. And my kids are listening, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, bad mom.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you guys.
Any guesses?
Madonna?
Oh! Wow! Why did you just cuss in front of your children?
Good job.
To give the ring? You should be ashamed.
Oh, man.
I should.
You should, but you're not. Don't worry.
So far today, Ebony, at least you got the title of the biggest dummy.
Oh, yeah?
Game is Big Dummy. 844-999. Hola.
Well, hopefully your kids are still listening. Hello, Max. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Hola. Hola.
Max, sober, not sober.
I am sober.
All right, Max, welcome to the show. Okay, our men's room poll, no consequences. You get to try one of these drugs one time. It won't be an addict, won't go to jail. Will it be heroin, acid, meth, or PCP?
I'm going to have to go with PCP.
PCP.
All right.
Okay, people really want to try that drug.
All because...
as long as there's no consequences.
That is precisely it. With the consequences, yeah. That is the last one of those correct. Drugs that I want to try.
Acid dominating Twitter.
Oh, I can believe that, man. Look, acid, I'm just here to say it's a good time. But I already know that, so I just want a new experience. That's all. All right, here's your question. How many of the 8 current XFL football cities also have a team in the NFL?
Oh, man, how many? I'm gonna say all of them, 8.
Ah, close.
Hold on. Let me think here. So Tampa, Seattle, Washington, D.C.,
keep going north.
New York.
You say Dallas?
Dallas.
L.A.?
L.A.
So that's 6.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa, we have.
There's Houston.
Houston does, too.
There's seven teams. There's only one, right? St. Louis.
St. Louis. Have a team.
Okay.
Yep. The Battlehawks.
That is correct.
The Battlehawks.
All right, here is your question. What is the only continent in the world with horizontal time zones?
Continents. All right. Let's go with North America.
I'm going to go with Antarctica.
I guess Antarctica. The answer is Australia. It's only in effect during their summer months. So when it's winter here, like right now,
I understand.
They have some horizontal
because they're so close to the South Pole.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing. You would, I guess, get an hour later the farther north you drive. Or no, I guess the farther south you drive. You know what? I have no freaking idea. Either. I'll be dead honest with you. Mm-hmm. All right. Here is your question. What profession did Hermie the Elf want to pursue in the movie Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Oh, geez. I should know this. I've seen that movie. Probably didn't want to be a toy maker.
No, that was kind of at the root of his problems there. That's why he got sent away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, the root of his problem.
Oh, I it was some kind of artist or something like that.
Oh.
Oh, man. I'm gonna go with, like, a filmmaker.
Farmer?
Dentist.
A farmer. No, he wanted to be a dentist.
I was going with roots. I don't know the answer. So when she said root, that seemed to be the clue.
Root canal.
Right. I did not do root on purpose. And Ted's like, oh, yeah, a great one. I'm like, what? Oh.
Question number 5, Max.
Question number 5 for you. And just think about the name. What type of machine was Isaac Singer granted a patent for in 1851?
What was the name of the person?
Isaac Singer.
Singer. So I'm going to go with a microphone.
You know what? That's not a bad guess based on.
No, he's a drummer in Kiss. That's a sewing machine.
I literally passed somebody the other day on the street and they were dragging home an old one.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, is that a Singer, like, sewing machine? And this woman just was like, yes! I can't believe you recognize it. Like, they're pretty recognizable.
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't know much about sewing machines. The only name I know in sewing machines is Singer. It's like saying, name a playwright. Shakespeare? If it's not that, right. I don't know. All right, your question. When Forrest Gump was in the Army, what sport was he good at?
See, was it probably not running? Oh, man.
I believe he went to the Olympics for this, if I remember the movie right.
Olympics or...
Yeah, wrong sport, then. I was thinking about a different season.
Jeez.
This is after he joins the Army. So there's a sport he was good in before he joined the Army. Right, okay. But after he joined the Army...
Oh, I see. Okay. That still doesn't help me because I have no idea.
Because he played football. I know that.
Ping pong.
Ping pong.
Table tennis.
Yeah. Wow. Never would have got that.
Question seven.
That, you know, that took me a minute to remember that he actually played table tennis.
It took me a bit, yeah. All right, this one, you got a 50-50 shot. The city of Kokura, Japan, that was the target for one of the atomic bombs in World War II. But since it was cloudy there that day, which city got bombed instead? Hiroshima or Nagasaki?
All right, I'm going to go with Hiroshima.
Mm-hmm. Luck is not smiling on you. Now, believe it or not, so Hiroshima was the initial target. Then I'm going to go to Kokura, but it was cloudy, so the... folks in Nagasaki got quite the surprise.
And yet they ended up getting both in the end, so... Hmm.
Yeah. Wow. All right, what does OPEC stand for? O-P-E-C. What does OPEC stand for?
OPEC. I'm thinking opaque, and I imagine they're not similar.
No, they're not similar. This is...
I couldn't even tell you what it relates to.
It is. It's like Saudi Arabia. There's Venezuela. There's Ecuador. A couple other Middle Eastern countries based on a particular product they have that we here in the States in particular find crucial.
Seems like oil. So I would imagine the first letter is oil and P is maybe...
The O is for organization...
petroleum?
Petroleum. They go, so it's the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries.
Okay. Well, that definitely makes sense.
They affect
you're on the right
prices.
Track.
Yeah.
Question number nine, Max.
Right.
All right, question number nine. How much does it cost to purchase Boardwalk in a game of Monopoly? Oh, son of a bitch.
The last time I played Monopoly a little while. I'm going to say nothing because it's fake money.
In spirit, I understand. $400
$400.
Did we ask that?
We did. And I realized after I read it, I'm like, I just asked that last week. So I'm glad you weren't paying attention.
You are on question 10, Max. This might be the last one of the show.
All right, here's the question. Whose concert was the target of a terrorist attack in May 2017 in Manchester, United Kingdom?
Oh, I totally remember hearing about this one. I don't know if I'm going to come up with it.
Female artist.
Oh, man. Oh, is it Taylor Swift?
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Oh, man. I don't listen to her.
Well, Max, you're on a roll. You got 10 wrong. Going to have to put you on hold for a week there, and we'll get right back to you.
I mean, that's something to be proud of.
Continue the game.
That's a lot to get wrong.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Why don't we jump right into the birthdays, guys? My little cretin Dimitri turned 7 today. Could he please have a little kid fish sandwich and maybe Coach Ted giving him a pep talk about doing good in school? Thank you, guys, and chive on, Ted. That from Dennis.
Fish sandwich.
Dimitri, 7. Nice age. I like it. You know what? I'm going to quote the great Charles Barkley here.
and just say, you got to do good in school because the world already has too many dummies.
Guys, Eli turns 18 today. Who loves to hear from his dad? I was doing combat patrols at 17. Just give him a suck it up cupcake. That from Mr. Warner there.
So, wow. Suck it up cupcake. Yeah.
Sergeant General Major, I believe.
Patrolis, today is my buddy Eric's birthday. He is one of the few people I've met since moving to Seattle that still manages to keep in touch with me anyway. I want to wish him a happy birthday with some turtle wax and a big old bong rip. Thanks, guys. Your show is amazing and makes my days at work less boring. That from Dan.
Miles eating the chicken wing.
Happy birthday to my amazing wife, Kelsey. How about those dirty Germans telling her what she's going to get tonight? That from Gary.
Yeah, you're going to get a whole lot of thrill.
Yeah, tonight you're going to find out what happens when you suck all the cream out of a cannoli.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The funny thing is how the chocolate chips gets in there.
Yeah, ooh, I love that.
And it smells like a dog's feet.
Now I'm hungry for a cannoli. Major, today's my last birthday in Washington State, 28 to be exact. I'm an enlisted Navy engineer at the base in Everett since 2012. So could I get a cut that bitch off? Oh, my God, what the F is that? And the dirty Germans, that from Dylan, who says, P.S. He says, read this part during the commercial break, but I'm not going to. You guys are effing awesome, and I'm going to miss hearing you guys when I leave in July when I transfer out of the Navy and head to a different state. You guys bring some funny highlights to radio with the randomness that happens here and across the country. Don't know how else I can say thank you guys for the great laughs. Best regards to Thrill Mike, Ted Miles, Robin, and the rest of the crew there. Keep on rocking, and thanks for the badass work.
Cut that bitch off! Next call!
Oh my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
Yeah, I know you're enlisted in the Navy, but tonight I'm going to introduce you to some new seamen.
Yeah, so I'll be there. You don't wear them anymore, but please put on the old school bell bottoms.
Yeah, all of these seamen I introduce you to will be wearing their whites.
Yeah, I like that little hat you used to wear, too.
I will also be wearing a hat tonight.
It gets me hot and bothered.
Guys, today's my 30th trip around the Flaming Ball. Since I only have a few friends that listen to the show, and they're all forgetful stoners, I forget I'd write you. How about you guys talking all over yourselves about hockey? All the best, that from Zeph.
Hockey, I'll tell you right now.
Can't wait for next year.
Hockey, now.
Yeah,
there's
a
build-on.
We're going to figure out what this
right?
is going to be.
Everyone's going to score goals, baby.
I play a little defense. I should be
out to go $6,000.
That would be the best season. Seattle free.
Let's go hockey.
Trust me. Majolas, my son Jeff, a.k.a. Henry, turns 31, and my dog Whiskey is 3 today. Sorry, Jeff, we like Whiskey better. Could you please give Jeff a my penis is too small and Whiskey a time to take off the leash? That from your mom, Chris, and your sister, Alicia.
It's time to take off the leash.
Miles, I think I want to give Whiskey a special Coach Ted.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, well, that's fair. That was deep.
You even got a shout back. I like it.
Guys, my bestie.
What did I say, Roach? You say, Roach.
My bestie Cassidy is on her 33rd trip around the Flaming Ball. May I pretty please get some turtle wax and an owl hitting the window. Thanks, guys, and much love. That's from Extina.
Jesus.
That's fun.
Please wish my sister Diane, pronounced Jayan, a happy 33rd with a little kid fish sandwich and a suck it up cupcake from her sister Jen.
Fish sandwich!
So suck it up cupcake!
Just wanted to send you guys an email wishing my wonderful wife a birthday on this date. She is completing her 33rd trip, and I couldn't be happier that she puts up with my crap. If you could please give her a big old barber shop quintet fish sandwich, please. Thanks a ton, guys.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night.
Guys, give me turtle wax with the what the hell is that, bro, in the pause, please. Thanks, Ed from Leo.
Oh, my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
Clap. Shout out to my man, Big Frank. Happy as a birthday to my husband. I love you, freak show. Can I get a Homer Simpson fish sandwich in his favorites? Hey, you like that, please.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
You like that?
You like that?
Oh, guys, I am 38 years old today, and since my husband is deployed and no one else loves me enough to send this, here you go. I'm going to have you guys talking all over yourselves about the joy of being a stay-at-home mom and dealing with deployments. Thanks a bunch, guys. That from Jesselyn. Well, the good thing
about that. I don't know much about staying at home.
Maybe listen to yesterday's show to figure out what that toy was and buy it.
Okay. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks. I'll tell you what's happening, Miles.
Okay.
Uppers, downers,
loopers, dupers, in-betweeners.
Yeah. I mean, whatever you can think of, man. I've been on it.
Mm-hmm.
Out there, living life, man. Seeing the best bands. Were they the best bands or was it just high? My buddy in Ireland got me some of the Wham Wham.
The Wham Wham, the Bam Bam.
The zigzag, the humming,
the footballs, the barbs, the birds, the fizzies, the downers, the tanks, the benzos, the angel dust, the sherms, and the stardust.
Flam flap, the zigzag.
Oh, smoking sherm. Now you got down like that.
Mm-hmm. We have the results of the poppy seed challenge. Earl Mycock here ate basically nothing but poppy seeds for a week straight.
Correct. Mike ate, from what I can tell, Mike ate an assortment of poppy seed muffins. And then, sorry, Mike, there's something funny about one man in a room with just a box from the bagel, from Einstein Bagel. And I'm like, you got a dozen? He goes, nah, just half dozen.
And then not toast them. Mm-hmm. And just eat them. They're not
That's
cut.
That's the talk of the office. I have been up and down these halls talking to a couple people. And one person, I said, you're not going to believe this. He's raw dogging these bagels. He's not toasting them. He's not putting on cream cheese
buttered oven.
Right. One person threatened violence on them. I think the quote was, if you were back on the East Coast, you might get shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it just boggles my mind. Plus, I'm a fatty, so I mean, put cream cheese on everything.
The idea was that we had a listener call in to the program, mm-hmm. and they said that their stepmother's nephew just got out of jail, and of course he's on probation. He has to take a UA, and he peed dirty. The reason he peed dirty was because he said
he's on drugs.
He's on poppy seed bagels.
Do we believe him?
Muffins?
Listen,
we don't know.
Hear me out. It just sounds bad already. My stepmother's nephew.
Oh, he put some separation. Yeah. He wanted to make it very clear that there was no biological relation.
Me. But either way, I think the guy had to go back and go back to jail one way or another until he peed clean.
All right. Also, I would be remiss if I didn't mention a famous whole episode of Seinfeld
mm-hmm.
where Elaine's trying to get clearance to take a trip to Africa. And she keeps eating poppy seed bagels and keeps showing up dirty.
Okay, Ted, do you want the results of the test as far as each member of the men's room? We all took these
tests.
How's
everybody feeling?
Feeling pretty good.
I'm all right, man.
All right. Mike, how you feeling? He feels good.
Robin, high on oxygen.
Robin, we are going to start with you.
Ooh, Robin.
Results of your test.
All right.
12 possible drugs. Our own Robin Fox tested positive for only one.
Oh, THC.
THC is correct.
All right, well done.
It was clear. It was concise. There is no doubt about it. We now move on to the head chef.
All right.
The Ted Smith.
Woo!
Ted Smith tested positive for one drug and one drug only.
Yes.
THC.
The doja. The sticky icky.
We move on to myself.
Ooh, Miles Montgomery.
Here we go.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Have we confirmed these with an outside source?
Yes. I tested positive for one drug.
Oh.
And one drug only.
Bull.
THC.
All right.
We now move on to our own Steve the Thrill Hill. Who tested positive for not one drug, but two.
Oh! All right.
THC.
All right.
Drum roll in!
And opiates.
What?
M-O-P. Mopiates.
Mopi. What's a mopiate?
Opiates.
Oh.
M-O-P.
All right.
You tested positive for opiates and THC.
And this is what pisses me off. I don't know what it is because the thing said
opiates could be morphine, codeine, hydrocodone, hydromorphine.
You've been drinking syrup without me.
Morphine, normophone, oxycodone, oxymorphone, and thebaine.
This is what irritated me, all right? So I'm like, all right, so apparently this is in your system 2 to 3 days. So I'm trying to reverse engineer everything I do because I'm not going to lie to you. I don't get high doing it. So whatever I'm doing that does that, I want to do more of that and actually get high. Does that make sense? You know, I'm like, look, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing something.
It says opiates and their metabolites can be detected in urine as a result of heroin, morphine, codeine, or poppy seed intake.
Were you on the seeds?
I mean, I did some morphine and heroin, but no poppy seeds.
All right, maybe you ate a bagel. You couldn't resist.
Ladies and gentlemen, the reason we're here, the reason we did the poppy seed challenge was to find out if our own Mike Hawk could test positive for opiates by eating poppy seeds for 1 week straight. We have the results. Our own Mike Hawk test positive for not one, but two drugs.
All right, Mike.
A THC positive. Let's keep in mind that every single member of the men's room had a clear positive test for THC, and there was no denying that. But
it's legal.
Also tested positive for MOP. Congratulations. You have a positive opiate test.
Wow.
Mike Hawk, you did it.
Nice.
You did it. You know, the power of the poppy seed. You tested positive.
As far as we know.
For opiates. Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know that poppy seeds actually made you test positive for THC either.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Also, Miles, that may be the first time anybody's uttered that sentence.
What's that?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You tested positive for opiates.
It's a big deal there. Okay. There are other things, though, that can give you a false test. So we know that to be a fact.
There is. Yeah, honestly, there is. Poppy seeds, as we just found out, is a very scientific thing, that is true.
I thought it was
just a lore of Seinfeld.
Nope, it's a
Or
it's
that
a
guy's
fact.
Stepmom's nephew. Still sounds shady to
me. I know.
He's probably got a fast in the front of his name. All right, so maybe you got a buddy, and normal people, everyday good people, get in trouble sometimes and have to take UAs. I'm going to put that out there.
Edible sounds personal.
I'm just saying.
Decent people that have worked hard.
Yes, made a mistake and had to take some pee tests for the state, okay? I've heard. So number one, poppy seeds can give you a false positive. Mike, you should be good to go after about 48 hours. That should all be out of your system.
Sweet. Well, let's test it again in 3 days.
See if it's still in there.
Passive weed smoking. The head chef, I honestly thought this was fake. So you're right. This is probably Mike's problem.
But you're smoking weed.
If you're in a room, if there's a place and there's like a dozen people in there and me and Miles are smoking and Mike's just sitting there like he does. Mm-hmm. Both smokers and non-smokers.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mike, for marijuana in the urine.
Sorry for that false positive you got on the THC.
Yeah. So honestly, I heard a guy, or a friend told me they heard a guy say this once. and my friend thought that guy was full of ass. Turns out he was playing poker with smokers.
Oh.
See, this is the problem. Oh. It doesn't matter the excuse you give. No one's going to believe. I'm playing poker. They were smoking weed.
Mm-hmm.
Pokers with smokers sounds bad.
Pokers with smokers.
Over there playing pokers with smokers.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
Ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen. It's the brown one. Advil.
Okay, yeah. What'll that do?
That could get you tested positive, again, for barbiturates without prior exposure to the drug.
Oh.
It's a non-steroidal. There's a lot of words in here, guys. A non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Generally, you know, you're going to use it for whatever, but such drugs interact with your urine, leading to false positive test results for barbiturates, PCP, and cannabis.
Okay.
Mike was on a lot of ibuprofen.
Oh, man.
Yeah, all right.
Bad headaches.
That makes sense.
Could you tell when you took the test whose, like, THC level was the highest?
As far as the thickest line, yes.
Oh, really?
The Darkest Line? Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I'm guessing that's you.
It was either, no, it was either Robin or Ted.
Oh, no!
I thought it might be me.
Yeah. I mean, I had a pretty thick line, but you guys had like a thick line.
See me at 6:05, player.
Yeah.
Sudafed, also known as a long word that starts with a P.
All right.
Pseudo-dopa-fiendrine.
Okay.
You just went off the rails at the end. Man, started strong, man. And then.
All right. Pseudo-do-piadrin. I don't know, man. That's a long word.
That is.
That's got to win for something. Anyhow, for some reason.
Pseudoephedrine.
Yeah. Pseudoephedrine. Thanks, Mike. I've heard that term. But this would lead to a false positive for amphetamines and methamphetamines.
Okay, we haven't had that problem.
Yeah, I picked the wrong day to stop amphetamines. here's one for you. A lot of people got to be careful with this one. Your baby soap.
Baby soap?
Baby soap.
Oh, this is a serious thing.
Yeah, baby soaps honestly can lead to a false positive because a lot of the same soap ingredients contain the same chemical structure as THC.
And so, this is what we're bathing our babies.
So basically, but you could get your child taken away in some states if you have a THC because they test babies.
It tests like the baby. The baby has THC. Now the mother's unfit. The mother doesn't smoke weed. And it's right. The very soap that they wash the baby in. Now, that said, 98% of the time, mama been hitting the joints.
Yeah, well, but no. Baby soap is like weed. No more tears. Cold medication. Look, honestly, it's cold medication. There's a reason it's so hard to buy now.
Right.
You can test positive for methamphetamines. Right. It's the same chemical structure. And then food. You can test positive for alcohol once you consume vast amounts of food containing yeast. Hemp seeds are a crucial element. Granola bars are going to result in a false positive for cannabis as there's THC in it. Ripe fruits can lead to a positive test for alcohol as well.
Huh. Fruits and yeast.
Yeah,
it's all
man.
The fruit, pizza, and pop
sides. If you're eating apple sandwiches, be careful.
Congratulations, Mike Hawk.
You got a positive opiate test there. Living large.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Coming up in 8 minutes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Alright, two tourists were handcuffed and arrested for going to a beach club's beach in Mexico and not buying a drink.
Wait, what now?
They were arrested for going to a beach club's beach in Mexico and not buying a drink.
They have a one drink minimum?
Has to be.
It's got to be the case, right?
I don't know how you could be arrested, but...
Well, generally, well, different country, who knows what their laws are, but, I mean, technically, I guess you'd be trespassing if you didn't buy the drink.
Yeah, I mean...
Listen, Starbucks, I know you changed your policy, but I bought a coffee from you I didn't want because I had to poop, right? I dig it. I get it. Mm-hmm. I did my due diligence. No pun intended.
Seems like you should be able to buy, like, a soda or something.
Right?
Or, like, something to eat, because maybe they just don't drink alcohol.
Maybe not, but still,
maybe
you would think someone from that club probably approached them more than once to say, oh, hey, just in case you didn't
know.
You
need to buy something.
Right.
Gotcha. You'd think even then they would just be escorted off. Arrested?
Who knows? Then maybe they put up a fight, pitched a bitch.
Could be. A lot we don't know in just two sentences there. A man in Michigan accused... Wow, this one's a little bit graphic. A man in Michigan accused of killing and eating his date from Grindr was found unresponsive in his jail cell after not eating.
That's irony.
Goodness gravy. Moving on.
He ate his date.
Yes.
Not to make a rhyme. That's just unbelievable to me. I've had some bad dates. I never considered for a moment that that might be the final
stuff. Stuff them with cheese and wrap them in bacon.
What kind of cheese?
I'd say blue cheese.
I was thinking blue as well.
Yep.
What's wrong with
a stuffed date?
A bright orange 50-foot concrete crushing truck vanished from a construction site in New Jersey.
How?
Exactly. They have no idea how. It's just gone. 50-foot thing.
Construction truck, New Jersey? I got an idea.
I know a guy. I'm getting it back. He owes me money.
How big did you say it was?
50-foot.
50-foot?
Bright. That's what we're saying. This thing is massive.
Bright orange 50-foot concrete crushing truck. Gone. Out. A Walmart employee in Maryland has gone viral because of the frown she had on her face in basically every photo.
Okay.
Oh, is that woman an employee?
Yes.
Okay. I saw her picture. I didn't really read the article, and it's funny. I mean, she just looks miserable in every picture. I thought someone was shopping with, like, the Meemaw. Said, Amy, I didn't realize that was an employee. Man, oh man.
Just hates every day.
Every day.
What part of Maryland is it?
This is Maryland.
All right.
A 62-year-old man in Illinois set a Guinness World Record for holding a plank position for 8 hours and 15 minutes.
Good Lord.
8 hours.
Probably pretty tight after that.
Turns out he was asleep.
Just slept that way.
8 hours?
Yes.
He's probably like one of these yoga dudes.
And 15 minutes, Ted.
I feel like those things are the longest minute of your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, you guys doing it for 8 hours. Oh, the sun's back on you.
You just just looking regal over here. I can't tell I'm on heroin. Moving on. A vampire couple in Texas who threw a $120,000 goth wedding are now launching a business to help other vampires with their weddings.
I saw the picture and I was right. I wanted to punch him. I mean, there's no other way to say it. Like, I read the headline. I click on the picture. They look exactly the way you think they're going to look. Right? We are a vampire. No, you're not.
No,
sorry.
You're not. You dress in black.
Right. Just because you're wearing a pirate shirt and have long hair, it does not make you a vampire. It makes you a dude with long hair wearing a puffy pirate shirt and nothing more than that.
A pirate shirt?
It was. Somehow you can be a pirate, a vampire, a swashbuckler. It's all the same.
Isn't it called like a poet's tunic, not a pirate shirt?
A poet's tunic?
Yeah.
What? Wow.
Never heard of that?
No.
Type that in. Poet's tunic. I guarantee it's the same damn shirt. A woman in Germany is making her town more accessible by building wheelchair ramps. Made out of Legos.
Wow. Okay.
Whatever works.
I bet you, one, they're a very sturdy construction if you do it soft.
Right.
And it's a hell of a lot cheaper.
And nobody's going to walk up it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Right. You can have sharp edges. It's okay.
Wheelchair ramps. Let's see. A Tesla failed a speed limit sign reading test when a piece of tape on the sign tricked the car into thinking the limit was 85 and not 35.
Hopefully you don't drive down streets where people are constantly putting tape up on the...
I didn't realize that's how that works. Typically, your GPS, depending on where you are, or
right,
it will give you the speed limit in the area.
Correct.
I assumed that the car used satellite technology to understand that based on your positioning. I did not realize that the car, in this case, is actually reading the signs.
Right.
I did not know that. That's weird.
It is weird. Because I thought the exact same thing that you did. Like, there's some sort of information deal there that says after this line, it's 35 miles an hour.
Self-driving car, I get
it. But if you taped over the sign and I'm looking at it, does it look like it says 85?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Or the, what kind of tape? If it's like electrical tape where you try to make it look like it says 85, I would understand because I'm a human being that this is unlikely. But if I see 85, why wouldn't I assume that's what the sign is?
I think it's just because it kind of closes off the three. If you look on there, the 8 and the 3 are similar. It's just one is just a completed, it's just half of an 8, really.
Sure.
So a piece of tape might throw that off. I can kind of see that. McDonald's has made scented candles based on the smells of the quarter pounder.
Has anybody wanted their home to smell like McDonald's?
Not unless there's McDonald's there.
Exactly.
Right. That's it. I don't want my pizza. If it smells like something I like, I want to eat it.
Right.
But, you know, I do use scented candles that smell like food.
What kind of food?
Like apple pie, pumpkin pie.
That's a little different.
Yeah.
Like a burger.
Christmas cookies.
Right.
No. It's not different. I don't like food smells in my house if there's no food. It smells like sugar cookies. I expect a dadgum plate of sugar cookies somewhere in the house. Otherwise, I'm just going to be mad.
Mm-hmm. Don't use my bathroom in December, then.
Well, then I won't, Ted.
Or and do you really think I'm cooking cookies in the bathroom?
No, I'm just saying.
Where's your oven in the bathroom?
Right.
I want to announce.
Smell these cookies.
I'm going to smell it. I'm just going to be mad because now all I want is cookies. I can't go get dadgum cookies. Because you're smoking all the weed, and I get all that secondhand pot smoke, and now I can't drive. Police have found the source of a house fire in Florida, and you will never guess what it is. Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, let's get a contest online for Profile This. We'll take caller 9-844-999-ORLA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.